Hi there, this is Azazel Luciferi Yinadrushi, and this is a little update of what's happening to me recently. You must have heard that I was at the Waterview Inn? Yeah, the Waterview Inn, 630 Route 1 in Kenora, yeah, between Warden and Kenora. The Waterview Inn has been permanently closed. It's a KACL, Kenora Adapted Community Living. Yes, that's the name of the place, that's the brand. And a lot of shit happened there, and I was told by a OPP cop, an OPP, he's a skinhead, he's not even bald. No, he's not even bald, he has no balls. Yeah, he has no balls, he just has a big hard on prick. He is a human sex trafficker. Yes, I have confronted him, and he told me that I was evil. Oh yes, very evil, because I'm with the Hells Angels. Well, that's what he said. You must know the truth, you must have seen my wings on YouTube. Yeah, those wings with its booger time on Azazel Luciferi Hinadrushi hashtag OPNHS 1492. For what? Operation Native Homeland Security Fighting Sex State and Sex Church and Business Sex Terrorism since 1492. Just to name that part of terrorist actions. And I would like to sponsor this little rant with Fairly Apple Juice. Yeah, I cannot read from who it's one, but I'm gonna. Oh yeah, and by Dairy Lamb, 1% milk. It's partly skim milk. It's from Saputo Incorporated, Italian peoples. Yes, I got some Saputo Dairyland milk in Saskatchewan, Regina. I'm gonna open the carton. Be careful, I put some milk on my microphone. And I'm gonna take a good sip of that stuff. It's a Dairyland burp in Regina. Regina, Regina, it sounds like vagina. Yes, it reminds me of Regina. Every time I hear that word for a city, it reminds me of Bloodhound Gang, the vagina song. Yeah, Regina, Regina. Oh my god, I'm gonna stop doing that crap. So, and that cop took him back to that OPP crisis unit, intervention unit officer, who is a teammate of Canadian Mental Health Association worker. Yeah, that freezing two fat fucks working together, human sex traffickers. Yes, they told me just before I left the same fucking, well, the next day, in the early morning hours, and I would like to thank Bo, yeah, B-O, W-E, well, Bo, Mr. Hat. Hey, Mr. Hat, how you doing? And thank you and your partner working that night shift. You have not called the cops. Yeah, you just let me go. You understood what I'm going through. But they cannot even say anything. They never said anything against what's happening, because they're gonna lose their job and they're gonna end up homeless too. And maybe they're gonna end up at KACL, one of you in, to be abused and sold to human sex traffickers. Yes, thank you, Bo, for letting me go. And this is not the time to bust some rhymes, but that's how it goes, you know? So I confronted that CMHA officer, cop, detective, skinhead, not even bald, motherfucking goof. Yes, he's a human sex trafficker. And he told me when I confronted, I called the OPP right from the backyard, right on the camera. He didn't give a shit. He told me, don't worry, we have a body bag with your name on it. CMHA worker and Crisis Intervention Unit, so-called OPP, pedophile fucking goofy cop. Yep. So, I still got my computer, I still got my speaker box, I still got my microphone, I'm out of money. money and I spent my money where? Taxi rides, yes, taxi ride. I called a taxi from Winnipeg to come and pick me up. Hey, I have the money. And he says, if you don't have the money, well, we're gonna. You didn't have to. I had the money and I went right under the fucking microphone of the telephone. And he said, that's good enough. And I got $2,000 to travel. I spent all on taxi rides to Winnipeg. Yes, at 6:30 in the morning, I hopped in the taxi and I left. Yes, took a shower, washed myself carefully, and I put everything in my pack sacks and suits. Then I arrived at Winnipeg. Yes, in front of the Ending Homelessness Coalition. It's a shelter on Main Street. Yes, Main Street in Winnipeg, where all the facade has something. It's like an orange big fucking fence. Yes, that's the thing that's going on there. And they have referred me to, you know where? Oh, it's simple. To the Sinoam Mission Christian Shelter. Oh my god, what a fucking dump. That's where I got sold to my new pimp, a crackdown posse, and he's native. Yes, he's First Nation. Yes, there's First Nation people doing that to themselves. They traffic their own people, they traffic other kind of cultural people. They don't care because they're meth heads, not meth users like most of you that do that stuff, and you don't get fucked up on that shit. No, they're meth heads. That's different. They actually smoke meth to get boners and sexual drive. It's a sex drug. If you have a sexually promiscuous mindset, it will amplify it. When you don't, you feel a different kind of high. To me, I smoke a little bit of meth just to stay awake and stay. It's amphetamines. It's uppers. It's like crank. Yeah, it's called crank. My cousin beat me. They still do that, but bikers used to hide that stuff inside the crankcase of their engines. It's of the motorcycle V-twins or motorcycle bikes. It can be a Northern, a BSA, a BSE, Triumph, Harley Davidson. Yes, you open the crank, or you just put a little rope and you put the little baggies inside of something that's oil resistant inside the crankcase. So that's why we used to call that crank. It's basically crystal methamphetamine. Tina, Jim, every hood have a dialect for that stuff. So to me, I just smoke a little bit, you control your dosage, and you stay awake and you don't sleep, and you don't get your stuff stolen. But the Sinoam Mission sent a pimp on my case, because you know where I am. I got a hashtag and I was sold to who? Crackdown posses in Kenora. That's where the transaction happened, with the OPP, the Crisis Intervention Unit, and yeah, the CMHA Worker Crisis Intervention Workers with the OPP, and also especially, I would like to say, big fucking thank you to the Kenora Sex Assault Center. Yes, it's not a place to help victims, no, it's a place where they will get you sold to the trafficking. It's a trap. It's a fucking trap. Yes, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that lovely? Even Marvin the Martian would say, isn't that lovely? Oh, even Martian would say, those people are so much of an assholes, they're adorable. Anyway, come back to the serious topic. Yes, the Kenora Sex Assault Center sold me to a pimp. Collaboration of CMHE, Canadian Mental Health Workers. Yes, and Jane, that's the lady, she just sent me an email, and she just admitted, I am the one that got you a bed at Safe Beds. With the help of CMHE and the Kenora OPP Pedophile Goofy Detachment, where Hillis has been declared guilty for 20 years, 10 years in constant prison, and 10 more years in custody in prison, because they're in Minnesota. That fucking pedophile cop was still working during the procedures as a police officer, and when he got declared guilty and sentenced, that's when he called his resignation letter. Yes, he was in the state. He said, okay, I quit my job, I got declared guilty. So the Kenora OPP officers are actually pedophiles, sex traffickers. Yes, I got sold to a pimp in Winnipeg. and he took my fucking bag. He wanted to buy me, he sold me some meth in exchange for weed. The first time he did the good deal, but he was playing me. Yes, he was playing me. Yes. And the next time, he just grabbed my fucking suitcase and my handbag, and he wouldn't let go. So I had to follow him, and I wonder what was happening. And then I'm, that's the guy that bought me. Yes, that's the guy that bought me. He kept my two bags, my suitcase and my handbag. He didn't take my pack sack that I got on my back. Here's the deal. During the night at the Sinua Mission Christian, Black Jesus kind of Christian, nothing wrong with this. They have the right to do whatever they want. It's not my fucking business. They basically, I got a fart coming. I'm thinking about a Sinua Mission and my pimp. Now I'm gonna put a portable mic and I'm gonna fart right in it. 1, 2, 3, here it goes. Oh, if you need to really picked it up, I hope it's got, it's a fucking stinker. So, he took my bags and he went into the building and he ran upstairs and he closed the door and I couldn't find him. And the other guy, he saw that I did that this guy's skateboard in my hand. He said, dude, you stole the skateboard. That's how you work in here. That woman, that young girl that's in your bathroom, buddy, it's like it's a public bathroom, it's like a rooming house and lots of apartments. She knows that I'm a slave like her, and I left the skateboard in the bathroom and face it right in the face on the counter of the other fucker that was there, that other goof. Yeah, human sex traffickers. And I was pretty out of it, tired, and I have a hard time to find the exit, and I did. When that fucking pimp opened up my bag, I can hear him cursing, bitch. He didn't get what I wanted. No, he didn't get what he wanted, sorry. I have no time, I'm fucking tired here. No, he basically took my clothes and my garbage and my disposable and my replaceable stuff. And I kept my computer and my valuables and my money on my backpack, on my back. You think I'm stupid? I'm 60 years old, goddammit. I was born in 1963. I am not born from yesterday's brain, okay? So I've been around a little bit and I know how that thing works. And that other victim in there is coerced into submission and addiction. It's called a chemical leash. I have 2 doses of that stuff in my food. Meth, if I do that two for too long, more than 4 hits, I can die. And I packed my shit and I left with my pack sack. I took a fucking city bus to the Winnipeg airport, and this is where I called a taxi, which I will call an anonymous ride. And they don't even send a service the Sinua Mission and homeless shelters area because they don't want these people to defecate and destroy their car and be attacked to steal their money. Yes, they don't serve that district of downtown. Not the bad part, I will call it the rough part of Winnipeg. There's no bad part. There's no bad side or good side in cities. There are easier parts and there are tougher parts and rougher parts. Who makes those places rough? Cops, city officials, human traffickers, and bad psychotic people. That's why I say the rough part, not the bad part. I'm just being honest here. And then I could not buy a bus ticket because there is no buses going from Winnipeg to out west. You're trapped. Winnipeg is a fucking death trap. Yes, and on top of this, if you have an addiction to feed, well, you're gonna go on withdrawal a few hours after getting on that taxi. Or a bus or a plane. So I cannot take a bus, I cannot take a plane, you have no ID. So what did I have? Money for a taxi. It cost me $900 to go from Winnipeg to Regina. And what happened? I could only go to Musumin First Nation reservation over there. The Musumin? Yeah, that's the name of the little village. Just little town just past the Manitoba-Saskatchewan border. This is where I was dropped at a Tim Horton. And they have my face on camera there. I went to the corner store, I went to the Tim Horton. I bought a coffee to the taxi driver. Well, I wanted to buy lunch. He's a coyote. They have to call a special driver to drive me there. A guy who is not afraid to take a risk to be shot dead if he's found driving me there. So this is why I went to the airport to take a taxi there, because it's a different company and those pimps don't see me hop in their taxi. And I never named the place, but apparently I still got his business card and his personal cell number, which I keep for myself. Yes, he's a coyote, a special driver that will bring you into a safe place, like Musumin Nation. There was a little hospital, community hospital. There's hardly anybody that goes there. It's a small town. Maybe a few heart attacks or a little depression, but that's about it. And sometimes an accident, but they will transport them, stabilize them there, and transport them to Regina. So that's what happened. They gave me a medical service ride to Regina Hospital. And guess what? They told me that the hospital in Regina, General Hospital, will find me a safe house. Yeah, right. I'm not getting a safe house. If you look on hashtag IdleNoMore 2.0, that's my channel that I rebranded. Yes, because presently I'm in a psych ward here. Yes, I was abused, stripped naked under camera. Not stripped naked. I didn't have a choice. They said, you're going to take your clothes off, and then we're going to put you in psychiatry. And they put me out. After I was naked, they spread my legs at the emergency department of psychiatry in that psychiatric room, and you're locked up naked, strapped on a gurney, and they spread your legs open, and then they give you an injection by force, and you pass out. This is when they rape me on my Idle No More video. But at the time it is now, it's 1 a.m. 8/31st, 2022. If I look at my YouTube, I still got 26 minutes left of uploading that video that I called Psychiatric Colonization of My Native Mind, and I got a big ass description of what that thing is. So it's still got a little bit, about 20 minutes left. I'm doing that podcast on the meantime that I'm uploading my video. So, and now I am in psychiatry, the west wing of the General Hospital, on a Form G. Yeah. Wanna know why? Because I got no ID. And I got no ID, no birth certificate, and they're gonna keep me here until I can dish out a birth certificate that is Caucasian. Yes. With a European name. I was believing Jesus, I must convert to Christianity, and then I must say that I'm white, and that's not enough. I have to produce a birth certificate, and until then, they will not release me until I prove that I'm Caucasian, and I'm Cree. And in my past rants, I said that I was a little bit, Irish, and I do, but I got more Jewish blood inside my veins than Irish. Yes, this is why I like to shit on Hitler and Nazis, because I am Jewish. Yeah, that's most of my whiteness comes from white Jew from Germany. Yeah. Survivors of the Holocaust, I'm on your side. So, they're gonna keep me here until I can prove that I'm Caucasian, and I know that I can. So if there's any First Nation, Métis Council, or Holocaust survivors, people, elders that hear me, I'm at the General Hospital, West Wing of Psychiatry, second floor, room 10. My name is Moshkiki Yina Delushi. And if you look at my hashtag OPNHS1492, webpage, for those who still have subscribed, the subscription is still valid. I haven't lost you. You're still on my subscriptions. I want to make sure that even the bad guys. I rebranded my channel hashtag IdleNoMore 2.0. Instead of the point and the O. Basically, it's IdleNoMore 2.0. the second version. And I will stay here on the Form G on the Mental Health Act. It's a mental disorder, not a birth certificate. And, power off. My Bluetooth speaker just turned off again. Power off. I like when the speakers do that. Anyway, energy management. Yes, Energy Star compliant. I reduce my carbon footprint. Bah. So fuck you, all the ones that rape me and keep me here against my will. Yes, I have been kidnapped under the Mental Health Services Act. Okay, let's have a little read over here, okay? The Mental Health Services Act, MHSA, provides access to mental health treatment, especially when a mental illness injures a person from realizing that they have a treatable illness, such as not having any birth certificate or ID. Yes. Understand your rights under the Mental Health Service Act. Canada, you have many protections from discrimination because of mental disability. Section 15 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms say that people must be treated as equal. Each person can expect to be treated fairly even though there may be differences in nationality, race, color, religion, sex, age, mental and physical disability. No one is allowed to discriminate against you for any reason, including a mental disability, like not having ID and a birth certificate. That's Caucasian, the man in my case. Next paragraph, general rights. Yes, general rights. The law says people must take your ability into account. They must treat you fairly and equally. Mental health services must be provided or coerced with the same consideration for all people. Coerced means forced, by the way. Agreeing to receive mental health services. Oh, that's a good one. Any person may ask for and receive mental health services if you ask for the service. If you're not coerced into it, you have the right to accept or refuse them. I refuse them, but I'm coerced. I have no right to refuse. They force it. Yes, they use coercion. You must give consent before you can be examined or treated. My consent is not valid. I have no right to consent. But if you cannot understand what this means, your nearest relative may explain this for you, or someone else may give permission, like my sex trafficking owners. Yes, the state church and business class did the consenting for me, because I'm a fucking Métis, I'm a fucking savage. I'm not status, so if you have appointed someone else in a healthcare directive, or someone has appointed himself under the Mental Health Act, subsection 30, subsection 38, that is section 1 for perpetual removal, else in a healthcare directive, or applied to a judge to name that someone else, like my pimp, if you are voluntary inpatient and wish to leave the treatment, a nurse can require you to stay up for 3 hours for a doctor's examination if the nurse thinks it's necessary, and they do think it's necessary. Now the best part. Services against your will. Basically, we're gonna rape those services inside your body and your mind against your will. Perhaps you need care and treatment for your mental health, but you are unable or unwilling to ask for help. Really? I don't have ID and a birth certificate, so they're gonna help me with pills to get one, motherfuckers. Anyway, under exceptional circumstances, the Mental Health Services Act allows for you to receive care and treatment without your consent. Basically, we're gonna rape you inside your fucking head. Skull fuckers. Yes, skull fuckers. This is what I mean by skull fuckers. They're gonna fuck you right in the skull. You're gonna drill a little hole. And then they're gonna stick your fucking dick and big parts inside your skull. And you're gonna skull fucking. Oh, skull pussy farts. And then they go, Jesus fucking Christ, when you come inside your head. Yes. The act also protects your rights when this happens. Really? Really? I think that's fucking bullshit. So, the next paper. Yes. Examination against your will, admissions against your will, temporary occupations against your will. Well, if you want to read that, it's called the, paper. Old-fashioned. Crank to crank. It's old-fashioned. It's called the Mental Health and Mental Health Services Act of Saskatchewan. I'm in Regina. So if you want to read more of this, go to saskatchewan.ca. Personal Rights, the Mental Health Act Services Act. So, that's the deal. And I'm going to stay here until I can prove that I'm Caucasian with a birth certificate and ID, which I don't. Here's why. Because when I was born in 63, yes, and sold in 64, 6 months after my birth, well, my mother was 12 years old and she got fucking the cunt by a fucking white guy. She was native. And I'm the baby that got popped out of there. Ba-boom. Yes. Ba-boom. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. I was the unit that was popped out of there. Yes, to pollute the earth with one more fucking creature. Yes. And I was sold to a priest under the human trafficking, legal adoption by the Catholic Church, state and business classes of 1876. Yes, residential school called Saint-Marc de Fleury Residential School in Amos, Quebec. Yes. Don't you like it when I talk and I think I'm spewing out English, but I really sound like I got a mouth full of peanut butter when I'm talking like this? It's called being a French fucking Canadian. I'm not even Canadian, so I cannot be a French Canadian. What I'm is a multilingualistic savage. And that's how it is. I have no rights. So that's what's happening to me right now. I'm being coerced into submission. They are colonizing my mind. So if there's any Métis, native elders, people that know about the law, I will need your help. My name is Mashkiki Yinaldrushi. I use the name Azazel Lucifer Yinaldrushi as my artist name on the internet. Like Eminem, that's not his real name. It's the name of the band, Eminem, Public Enemy number one type. Eminem. His name is Marshall Mathers. It's a cool name. I would like to be called Marshall and Mathers. I would like that name. But for me, it's Mashkiki Yinaldrushi. But my pen name, just like Eminem is his artist name, is Azazel Lucifer Yinaldrushi. So if there's anyone that could help me, I'm in room 10. Yeah, room 10. And everything is forced on me. So I have to take all the pills they gave me without budging, because I'm gonna lose all my stuff. I'm gonna be strapping and gonna force it inside my body, just like a rapist forces penis when he masturbates inside our bodies. So the last song will be Green Day, Basket Case, and a whole bunch of mental, delusional, crazy people type music just to top it off. So I hope you enjoyed those songs in the beginning. And half an hour of rant about this shit is good for me. Something is happening really bad for me right now. And be ready for other posts. I am trapped. That psychiatrist, when I was confronted, her name is called Dr. Hitachki. Yeah. Hitachki, something like this. Anyway. And she's a black person, Asian, African, Canadian, American, and she's doing exactly to other people what was done to her people back then by the same white people. It's called colonialism. And she is perpetuating the cycle of violence in the name of what? Her paycheck. I have a nice little confrontation. It's amazing when you can record shit and it just downloads on the cloud automatically. Use clouds to put your evidence, so when you break your computer or your phone, they cannot get access to it. And lock your shit up with passwords. So that was my rant about what's happening to me. This is Azazel Lucifer Yinaldrushi. And with that CMHA cop, like I said in the beginning, he said, whatever you do that you think is good, it's always evil. And what you do bad is always evil. I said, why is this? That cop told me it's because you're Hell's Angels. And you're evil. Hell's Angels are all evil. I said, you're with Jesus, so whatever you do is always good. He said, yes. Even human trafficking? He said, yes. I told him, you're just a fucking goof, and you're a coward. This is something I really like and appreciate from Hell's Angels or bikers alike mentality. People that abuse people are cowards. Women and children are cowards attack. This is why I put that soundtrack in the beginning. Iron Maiden, run to the hills, run for your lives. I cannot run and I cannot hide anymore. They got me. See you on the next podcast, if I have the chance to make another one. So stay tuned for some more crunchy crimes against humanity and acts of genocide. In my case, they're doing a mental, emotional, spiritual, physical genocide.
About nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better.